Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliot. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliot.
Hello and welcome everyone to Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, the premier entertainment culinary solutions show online here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Chef Elliot Farmer. With this platform, I, along with my producers and sponsors, will highlight rising talents from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creators, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Our NIN highlight business of the week is Lotti Dolls. Wondering, have you heard of Lotti Dolls? Well, its vision is to empower children to be themselves. Lotti aims to encourage kids to embrace individuality, enjoy their childhood, and embark on meaningful adventures. And the best part is they are age-appropriate and fun dolls. Many of the dolls and accessories from the collection were inspired by real girls. Check out the videos on their website of pretty cool Lotti role models. As Lotti would say, be bold, girls, and dream STEM big. For more information about Lotti Dolls, please go to their website, which is www.lottie.com. When you connect with them, let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. Foodies and enthusiasts, listen. We're still taking you from coast to coast with our Festival of Food Tour this foodie season. And this foodie season has been going on since the beginning of the year. West Coast, listen, August 24th through the 27th, the Los Angeles Food and Wine Festival, presented with generous support from founding partners Food and Wine and Lexus, is a four-day Epicurean event showcasing the finest in food and drink culture throughout Los Angeles and culinary personalities from throughout the nation. Set amidst one of the most iconic streets in the country and washed in cultural sophistication due to its thought-leading residents like the Walt Disney Concert Hall, the Colburn School of Music, the Music Center, Grand Park, MOCA, and the much-anticipated Broad Museum. The event spans the city and offers guests the chance to sample the cuisines and products from some of the most prominent Epicurean influencers while enjoying the sights and sounds of the entertainment industry's brightest talents. East Coast, listen. We have two festivals that will be going on simultaneously on the East Coast. August 17th through the 20th, the 107th Annual Fisherman's Feast in Boston, Massachusetts. Also, August 17th through the 20th, the Savannah Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival, one of Savannah's most celebrated summer events held at the Western Savannah Harbor Golf Resort and Spa. Ooh, listen, you don't want to miss that one. this 4th annual Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival will welcome celebrity chefs, renowned restaurants, competitive mixologists, flagship spirits, and much, much more over the 4 days. And I am honored to have been invited to be a part of the Savannah Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival. So if you see me, you better look for me. Tonight we have an interview with the distinguished and phenomenal owner of Chef Trey's Catering Company, Executive Chef Trayvon Jones. Listening family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you tonight. So you may listen online at www.chefeliot.info or via mobile by dialing 718-766-4964. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Chef Eliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Eliot. The experience is divine.
Chef Eliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
The experience is divine. It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef
The experience is divine. It really blows my mind.
Chef Eliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Eliot.
Are you a recent graduate, a displaced professional, or a subject matter expert looking for an opportunity? Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity? If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in managing work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net. To an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your Out of This World super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that have landed on our radar. The Refuel Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NBN.
Chef Eliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Eliot. The experience is divine.
Chef Eliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef
The experience is divine.
Chef
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking.
Welcome back to Chef Eliot's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. And now that we are all settled in, I want to remind you, listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest, please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. Please remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. I'd like to share two very special tips of the week and two recipes that I absolutely love. Listen, store fresh herbs as you would fresh flowers in a jar of water on your countertop. Now, what you need to do is just pluck off what you need, change the water daily, and they'll last 2 to 3 times longer than they would in the refrigerator. You'll get the most extra mileage from flat-leaf parsley if you use that. If you're using parsley, I recommend you use the flat-leaf parsley. The secret to making a great cocktail is all in the ice. Filtered water, so the ice doesn't impart any off flavors, you know, to the drink. Sometimes we can use, you know, like regular tap water, and you get all these kind of crazy flavors in the ice, and then it starts melting, and then those off flavors get in your cocktail. But listen, just go big. The larger the ice chunk, the less you'll water down your drink, all right? So use filtered water, large ice chunks, and you're going to water down that cocktail at a bare minimum. All right, here lately, I mean, even as of an hour or two ago, I've been getting requests for my seafood gumbo. So I thought, let's give that recipe tonight. Listen, these are the ingredients that I use, and there are so many different ways that you can make gumbo. But 2 pounds of large frost shrimp, and you're going to have that cleaned and debated. I sometimes use 1 pound of crawfish, right? 3 blue crabs, and you want those cleaned, and you're going to have those in half. 2 pounds of chicken wings, and you're going to cut, and you're going to have those fried, but not battered fried. 2 pounds of andouille sausage, and you can use chicken, pork, or turkey, or all of the above. And you want that cooked and then sliced. About 2.5 cups of frozen okra, or if you're going to use filet powder for filet gumbo, you maybe 2 tablespoons. 1 cup of onion chopped, 1 cup of celery chopped, of green bell peppers chopped, 2 bay leaves, and those are large bay leaves. If you have smaller or medium, then you double that up. 1 gallon of broth. Now, I use chicken broth, seafood broth, and sometimes I combine them together. And you're going to have those divided into third parts, okay? So 1/3, 1/3, and then 1/3. All right, kosher salt and black pepper to taste, Creole spice seasoning to taste, 1 cup of peanut oil, and 2 cups of all-purpose flour. You're going to make your roux with the hot oil and flour in a heavy, large stock pot. You're going to stir that constantly because it burns easily, and that's get that roux nice and rich, dark brown color. That can easily take 45 plus minutes, okay? But you got to constantly stir that throughout that 45-minute process to get it a nice, rich, dark brownish color. Add the Holy Trinity, which are the onions, bell peppers, and celery. Add that to the roux. Now stir that and simmer until those veggies are semi-tender. Then you're going to gradually add 1/3 of that gallon of broth. Go on and add your chicken wings and your bay leaves at that time as well. Then you're going to bring that to a roaring boil and let that simmer for about 20 or so minutes. Usually I go longer than 20 minutes. Then you're going to repeat that with another 1/3 of that broth. Let that come to a roaring boil. Season as you're going along each time you add broth and your seasoning to taste. And then let that simmer for about another 20 to 45 minutes. I usually go about 45 minutes. Now, finally, after that, add your other 1/3 of broth. Add your seasonings to taste, your andouille sausage and your okra, right? And let that simmer. After it comes to a roaring boil, let that simmer for about 1 hour. Then you're going to add your seafood and simmer for about 10 more minutes. Serve that over rice, And it's, again, if you're using the filet powder, add it at the very end, just before serving. And don't let your gumbo boil after adding your filet powder, because it could cause your gumbo to be stringy. And that's really all it is. That's how I make my seafood gumbo. And the thing is, it takes about, you know, 3.5-4 hours to make. Now, I've also been getting a lot of hits for my salmon croquettes. I mean, we had to make them when we were in D.C. When we got back from D.C., we had to make them for bridal shower brunch, and then we had to make them the other day. I mean, it's just been crazy. Had another client to request them for an upcoming event. So here it is. 10-ounce can of pink salmon, right? Please use real salmon. Please don't use jet mackerel or imitation salmon. Oh, my goodness. One small onion, and you're going to have that dice, and that's a yellow onion or a white onion. One egg, and I usually use the large eggs. 2 tablespoons of white cornmeal, and I usually generally use the buttermilk infused cornmeal. 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of hot sauce, and 1 cup of vegetable oil. Now, so place the salmon in the mixing bowl, right? Do not drain it. Tip number 3, do not drain your salmon once you have it in your mixing bowl. Keep those juices. Now, what you're going to do is go in and take the bone out of the salmon, right? Now, add the remaining ingredients and mix that up. Now, if it's too moist, you can, you know, gradually add more cornmeal. You're going to heat the oil in an iron skillet, form those small portions of the mix, and then mash it in a form a ball, then flatten it, and then place it in the hot oil, brown on both sides, remove and drain on paper towel, and you have yourself some salmon croquettes. Oh, my God. Now, today on Chef Elliott's Independent Solutions Radio Show, I am honored to share the technical skills and culinary wisdom of owner of Chef Trey's Catering Company, none other than my good friend, Executive Chef Trayvon Jones. Listen, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments throughout the show. So please dial that same number, 718-766-4964, but press 1 to be identified. And please provide your first name and city from which you're calling. You may also tweet any questions to me, which is Chef Elliott, CHEFELLIOTT, and I will respond to every one of them personally. We'll be right back after this short break.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so easy?
It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEN.
We won't land. We won't land, y'all. Come on.
Walk right up to the sun, hand in hand.
Hand in hand, every man.
Walk right up to the sun,
every woman.
We won't land.
Empyrean PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Empyrean PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Empyrean PR and introduce yourself to the world, and they will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
It really blows my mind.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. Listeners, you're welcome to call in with questions or comments. Please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. Remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Now, the moment you have all been waiting for, the distinguished and phenomenal Chef Elliott's best, well, you know, we're good friends, Listen, owner of Chef Trey's Catering Company, Executive Chef Trayvon Jones. Listen, Chef Trey's passion for the culinary arts ignited early at 8 years of age. He went from working at the Cheesecake Factory to five-star hotels to one of the 10 Italian fine dining restaurants in Los Angeles, California, you guys. His creativity with cuisine is something imaginable. His original cuisine features contemporary French cooking with Mediterranean accents, modern to traditional Italian delicacies, Australian and American fine dining. His knowledge for fine, impeccable ingredients is what makes his cuisine stand out from the rest. Entertaining Solutions family, won't you help me welcome my special guest and dear friend, Chef Trayvon Jones. How's it going, Chef Trey?
What's Chef going Trey? On? Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? How are you doing?
Oh, man. You know, blessed, never stressed, man. You know, just, you know, keeping faith above all. You know how we do.
Exactly. And thank you so much. I know you have taken some time out of your busy schedule, and I'm excited to have you with me on tonight on my show. And so we have, I'm telling you, listeners from all over the world tuned in right now, and they want to know, who is this Chef Trey? So let's jump right into it. Now, Chef Trey, we know you as Chef Trayvon Jones, and you know the renowned French cuisine, Italian delicacies, and Australian, and all of these, you know, background. Mm-hmm. But when you're home, Chef Trey, who is just regular Trey?
Actually, it's the other way around, to be honest, though. You know, when I step out, everybody knows me as Chef Trey. But when I come home, I'm over Trayvon. You know, I'm just kind of like that regular kid from Los Angeles. You know, I'm that regular kid from Los Angeles. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I know all about just the homebody of just being around good people, man, and, you know, reaching back to my roots and, you know, talking to my elders and my old heads, man, you know, just on some, it's not really like the whole publicity. It's not the whole status. It's not the whole, you know, chef, it's just, you know, you as Trayvon. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is, you know, just a runaway kid, man. That's it, you know?
Oh, wow. And so you actually grew up in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I was back and forth from L.A. to Atlanta as a youngster. So, you know, I spent a few years, you know, in Atlanta. Then I went back to L.A. and came back to Atlanta and came back to L.A. But, you know, for the most part, I really just been traveling just as I was young, I was traveling more a lot when I was younger. So I was in, like, you know, Baltimore, I was in Maryland, I was in LA, Atlanta, I was in Birmingham. So I'm like a transplant, like different states amongst the US. So I've been around some good places, but predominantly wow. LA and Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. So you truly know East Coast, West Coast combination.
Yeah, man. You know, gotta bring them together. You know what I mean?
And in the introduction, I stated that you've been cooking since around the age of 8. Is that correct?
Yeah. That is correct. That is correct. You know, I remember those Saturday mornings and those late week nights, you know, during the week where my grandmother, she would cook, you know, just strange food, man. At this time, I didn't know what was what. I was just smelling the aroma of something, you know, and good in the kitchen, you know. And you know, my grandmother, man, you know, God bless her soul, rest in peace. You know, she had cookbooks, man. I'm talking about from different cuisines, different eras. Different authors, and I mean, at this time, I didn't know. I just knew it was a cookbook, but I think it's like, okay, how to make pancakes or, you know, something like that. You feel me? And,
right.
You know, she used to bring me in the kitchen, and she used to be like, here, take this. And I'm like, you know, at eight, you already know what it is, but you're thinking that, okay, well, my grandma said taste it, it must be okay. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna kill me, so it must be okay. You know what I mean? And she's like, could be like everything, just like taste it, like that. And it wasn't like to ensure that it was, I don't think she did it to where it was to ensure if it was good on her end. I think she just did it to where, so like, you know, whatever you're going to be in life, you know, I need, you know, just experience different things, you know what I'm saying? And I think she wanted me to experience just different flavors and different, you know, styles and techniques. And at that time, I didn't think I was going to be who I am today. I was just like trying food. Maybe I was hungry. I don't know. You know what I mean? But that's what it was, you know? And it stuck with me. And just throughout the years, I think that first experience, you know, as a kid, you remember your first experience on this, on that, on that, on this, you know? And I think when it came to food, she was the very first person that really took my palate to a different level on, like, that's salmon tartare. You know, I'm 8 eating this, you know what I'm saying? So at 16, 17, like, nah, that ain't how grandma used to make it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and you start to put in your own flavors to it, man. I think after that, it just became like, you know, solid in my mind, like, you know what, I can do this, I can do this, you know, and it just fell in place, you know?
Wow, that's amazing. And if my memory serves me correct, because I've had the opportunity to actually sit down and your mother, have a list of aunts and your mom, and also, you know, others in your family that are renowned cooks. Is that right?
Yeah. I think everybody, you know, once again, going back to my grandmother, she was kind of like, you know, she was like the neighborhood grandmother. Everybody knew who my grandmother was. It was like, oh, hi, Miss Baker, what are you cooking today? You know, it was that choice, you know. And, you know, my grandmother used to walk around the neighborhood with, you know, with pies and turkey and, you know what I mean? I mean, you ate, you just thinking like, okay, she just, you know, maybe delivering off a package, but she going to this neighbor, hey, girl, I got that pumpkin pie, you want me to, you know what I'm saying? And she just did that to everybody, you know? So
wow.
I think the way that she just loved everybody and the way that she liked to cook, that just rubbed off on everybody now, family, from like my aunts and myself, my mother, like everybody, like we all took something like a piece from her, put it into our own little rhythm, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's wonderful. And now, aside from having such a great foundation, you know, through your grandmother, did you have any other formal culinary training?
Actually, no, but myself. You know, I didn't go to no culinary school. I didn't, you know, do any teaching, nothing like that. I mean, I chefs taught me, but I never went to like Le Cordon Bleu or Art Institute Atlanta or, any other culinary, you know, establishment out there. Like, and it's funny because most people think based off my dishes, like, oh my God, like, what school did you go to? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're like, and their jaw just dropped. Like, I didn't go to school. They're like, what? You know what I'm saying? And then that's like a new conversation. It's like, well, how did you get to doing this, not going to school? And it's like, man, when I was, because, you know, I'm LA bred, man. So it's like out there, our style and techniques is totally different from everybody else's. And I'm not like trying to throw shade off anybody else's, you know, reads, you know, culinary, anything like that. But it's like out there, you got that California cuisine, you know what I mean? That the colorful, the brightness, you know what I'm saying? The, just everything is like very, very vibrant. So what I did was, it's like, how can I, you know, put this, how can I put LA, how can I put Italian, how can I put Australia, how can I put Atlanta, Southern, whatever you want to call it, how can I put all that to define myself, who I am? And that's what I did. Like, okay, color for this, color for that, this is in Caesar, you know, the Southern is like this, back in LA we like that. And I just, it was like, my mind is like a big gumbo pot, you know? And sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much. And I was talking to one of my good friends a while back, and I was like, man, it's just not right. And he's like, man, you know, sometimes less is good. And I'm like, yeah, but I still want this. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, but yeah, so, you know, and that's just, and it's like, I just, in every single time I do a dish, man, I try to just make sure it's different and better than my last. Because we all had that one chef that says, make sure you're only as good as your last dish, right? Everybody's heard it as a chef, you know?
Yeah.
So I try to make sure that, you know, whatever I'm putting out there, whatever I'm posting, whatever I'm promoting or catering or meal prep or whatever the case may be, whatever I'm doing, I try to make sure that, you know, I did this last time, let me do like this time. Let me just elevate myself, because there's no limit.
Yes, that's so true. And I'm so glad that you pointed that out. You have to always reinvent yourself, make yourself better each and every time, each and every time.
Yes, sir.
Now, you mentioned that you've worked under, you know, some chefs, some renowned chefs, you know, aside from, you know, training with your grandmother. And one of those, I understand, that you studied under one of the James Beard Award nominees, Italian chef Salvatore Marino. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. You know, Mr. Man, it's like, it's straight. That's like, working with Sal is like a memory in your head that would never go away. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that is because I don't, you know, every chef that has worked for an Italian chef, you kind of like know the intensity that they can bring in that kitchen. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I remember when the first time I met him, oh, he was like, I mean, I was 6'3". You know, this guy's like 5'7" or 5'8". You know what I'm saying? And I didn't think he had that much bark in him like that. You know, but when I first met him, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, Chef Sal, this, that, you know, and we just talking about food. And I mean, he's talking like a thousand miles per hour, but I'm hearing what he's saying. I'm like, okay. And my mom like, this guy's okay, cool. You know, because based off before I met him that day, I researched, you know, his self, you know, his bio and what he's doing and where he's coming from and where he's trying to go with his culinary tactics and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, I can see myself in this type of establishment, you know? And that was before I actually met him. When I met him, you know, like, it was all cool, all chill. And I remember the first week was the best week ever. I was with him for about maybe 2.5 years. And the first week was like the only week I was good. I mean, when I say good, I mean like we was like almost like buddy in a way, you know? So like, oh, okay, I'm my bad chef, because when you're working for somebody, you definitely want to get a feel of what they're trying to do, because of course you know these things that he's doing, but everybody has their own particular way of doing what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? So I was just adjusting to his you know, his format of how he liked things. After that first week, all that friendship, I mean, I don't only want to say friendship, but all that niceness went out the door easily. And man, I'm talking about, just imagine, man, you being 6'3" and you just like, you know, looking down on somebody's like 5'7", you know what I'm saying? And he's barking on you like, and you looking like, man, you know I could jack you up, right? You know, that's my mind is saying, right? But, you know, he's like, he's barking, and he, when I say barking, he's like, no, and he's going, and he's like, and you just, you get that, you like, yo, I ain't meet you last week, you know what I'm saying? Like, and man, I was like, yo, but the thing about it was, is that dude was so smart, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't go to school himself, you know, he did, everything was like self-taught. And he learned, wow. I mean, he's been doing it for like, you know, 30, 40, 50 some years. And everything was self. I mean, he had his own restaurant at 24. You know what I'm saying? So that speaks a lot. So,
yes.
You know, he knew a lot about the culture, the region of Italy, you know, coming from where he's coming from and things like that. So he just knew everything as far as like not trying to bring it to Americanize it, but just trying to still stay fresh. And his region, what he's doing and his culture and stuff like that, because he was the only chef that before I went there, he was the only chef that really took time out to really nurture me, because even though I worked at these fine, you know, restaurants like, you know, the Polo Club, which is the Beverly Hills Hotel, even Cheesecake Factory, even the Four Seasons, I worked at all these hotels. I mean, I've been almost everywhere in LA just about, but even though I worked at these establishments, nobody actually really took the time out to pull me aside and say, this is how you do this, or let me show you how to order, or let me show you what's in season. You know, nobody never done that, but he was the only person that did that. He showed me how to butcher a duck. He showed me how to butcher a cow. He showed me how to butcher a lamb. He showed me how to, you know, everything. I mean, the butchery, from the sausage, from, you know, bring the flavors out of this tomato. It's a tomato, but how can you bring the flavor out of this tomato? It's like, wow, I taste nothing but tomato, but it's about 10 different, you know, ingredients in that tomato, but you still taste the tomato. You know what I'm saying? He really put me to the side, and he really nurtured me on every single detail. And that's why now I'm very detailed about my product, because it's like you want to give everybody that experience, like the first experience is the last. It's like either they're going to like it or they're not. And it's like you have to be on toes at every single time, no matter what. If you can season one salmon like this, then you have to season every salmon like this, all 100. You know what I mean? Just the same Absolutely. Way, because it's all about, you know, when you put something out there, your name's attached to it, you have to make sure it's going out the right way. And he was the only person that really pulled me aside and just showed me everything from ordering. He showed me the counts. He showed me, you know, the computer tactics. He showed me everything that you should know to be a chef, inside and out, on the field, off the field, computer, you know, how to shop, you know, what to feel for, what to take, everything. But on top of that, I had to put up with his BS like for 2 whole years straight. That's the only thing about it. But you know, it's kind of like it's a pro and a con, you know. And I remember the week that I had left. I remember we got into an argument about a persimmon, right? Because I'm gonna be real with you, right? So it was this chick, man. She was so fine, man. Like, I'm talking about just like straight. She was beautiful. And she was a Latin chick, and she worked there. And I don't think she was feeling me like that, but she was, I mean, I think she was, but she was just kind of like trying to be on the low, kind of like, you know, just be a work type of situation. So I'm like, all right, cool, you know, but I cut her aside one day when I started talking to her, and I had a laugh and just, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, cool. I got that part of the way. So one day we had this special on this persimmon salad. And it was persimmon, arugula, burrata cheese, and some other, you know, instruments or whatever. And she had one of that salad that particular day. I didn't think she was coming in that day. And so I said, oh, okay, I got you, girl. You know how we are, girl, I got you. Don't even worry about it. I got you. So I made a persimmon salad. About 2 minutes later, he walked to the front door. And I'm like, and I didn't even know he was in, because I was in the kitchen at this point in time. And he comes in, and he's all smiling and cheesy. He's like, oh, he was like, Who made the persimmon salad? So I'm thinking like I know, okay, nothing didn't go wrong because I made it the way that we normally make it. So this could be two questions. If he's saying who made it, like he saw something wrong with it, or he made it because he just wanted to be curious about, you know, how she got that persimmon salad. I'm like, you know what I mean? And I was like, let me go and walk off easily right quick. You know what I'm saying? To try to, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't really do it, man. And make a long story short, we end up getting to an argument over this persimmon, man. And at that point in time, our relationship kind of like started to fall downhill, you know what I mean? And then the day that I had left, I was just kind of like, I couldn't do it anymore, because it's like, even though he was really, really smart, his aggressiveness is really just, and I had an anger problem. I was like,
it sounds like, Chef Trey, that even though, you know, towards the end, you may have had some disagreements, but it sounds like
yeah.
he imparted some great culinary wisdom into you. And
for sure.
And you can keep that, and, you know, for the rest of your life. That's something that no one can ever take from you. So that's awesome.
No.
Just for me to take a quick break. Are you able to hang in here with us? And we'll bring you back out
for
the break.
For sure. Definitely.
All right, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with more from Chef Trey.
Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions.
Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing.
It really blows my mind.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. We are here with a distinguished and phenomenal owner of Chef Trey Catering Company, none other than Executive Chef Trayvon Jones. Now, if you want to join us, please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Welcome back, Chef Trey.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Now, we touched a little bit, but you are the fine owner of your own catering company out of Atlanta, Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Share with us about your catering company.
Well, basically, you know, what it provides is, you know, we do meal preps, we do catering, we do drop-offs, we do weddings, we do anniversaries, birthday parties, every little occasion that you got going on, business meeting, business luncheon, we do it all. We do it all. So I think, you know, I mean, anything that deals with food embodies all that.
Okay. Now I want to make sure I have the correct name of your catering company, so share that with us.
You said what now? I'm sorry.
I want to make sure that we have the correct name of your catering company. So share the catering company's name with us.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's called Appetite for Success, and that's basically what it is, you know. And I came up with that name because, you know, I was sitting at home one day and I was like, you know, what is a very unique name that is short and still catchy at the same time? And I was eating something that day, and I don't know what it was, and then I was watching TV too, and something came up, and some little infomercial came over, like, do you want to be successful? You know what I'm saying? And then, like, and I just tuned in, like, and I'm eating something, and I'm like, wow, appetite for success, because I feel like, you know, everybody has an appetite for success, whether you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, a chef, or a rapper, or a mogul, or entrepreneur, whatever you want to be. You know, you have to be hungry, and you have to grind every single day to become who you want to be. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like appetite for success would be something very catching, and something I could live by. That really defines who I am, you know, definitely.
Oh, nice. Now, how might a connoisseur of fine cuisine who has an appetite for success, such as myself, how may we come and taste, you know, other culinary creations of yours, Chef Trey?
Well, let me speak on the fact that I think I made you that summer omelet, and I think you enjoyed that, right? I think you liked that. It was all right. Okay, all right. You know, I mean, coming from another, you know, high-end chef as yourself, you know, that's good. I take that. But you know, basically, like, you know, I'm starting to do you know, some classes, you know, so definitely, so, you know, not only can you taste the creations of what I'm doing, but you also can watch and learn, and I can teach you how to make these, you know, this wonderful meal that you're preparing yourself to eat, because not only am I doing it, you're doing it too. So I'm definitely, you know, going to be doing some classes pretty soon. I'm going to have some pop-ups, you know, where people just come in and, you know, get like a little ticket, and I'm going to work it out with my publicist and stuff like that. And, you know, and they can try things there. So I have a few things up under the belt. Everything, you know, nothing is really sampled right now because everything's in conversation. But, you know, it's like everything's like an oil meal right now. It's like, you know, you add the oil, you just, until you produce the product, you got to keep going, you know. So we're talking about a lot of things on in the city to put myself out there even more. And definitely I'm going to be doing I can't find the word right now. I'm definitely going to be doing some sponsoring, you know, as well too. So, you know, I'm going to be in the next month or so, I'm going to be not really sponsoring, but just, you know, donating my time to like help, you know, some adolescent teenagers how to cook and just, you know, put their life in a different direction, you know, from where they're coming from. So I'm definitely just trying to be a part of the community and just do what I need to do to get myself out there even more, you know?
Okay. And how may our listeners follow you on social media, Chef?
Well, you definitely can follow me on IG, Instagram, Chef Trey, at Chef Trey 1983, and on Facebook, you know, Facebook/ Chef Trey, I should pop up, you know, and you definitely can check me out there. And I have a website at thechefTreyExperience.com, www, of course. And those are like my three outlets right now. I have a Twitter account, but I haven't really been on Twitter like that. And honestly, okay, I haven't been on Twitter since about like 2 years. So I still have an account, but I don't have no followers, man. Like, you know, so somebody please follow me. So I have like at least 10 or 12 followers on me. You know what I mean? So something, you know. But that's where you can definitely catch me at, you know. And I'm always posting up good creations of dishes and stuff like that. So please, you know, feel free to chime in and, you know, leave comments and, you know, ask for recipes and stuff like that, you know.
Well, I'm telling you, Chef Trey, it has been a pleasure to have you here with me on my show, and I appreciate your support and your willingness to share your story and expertise mm-hmm. with the Entertaining Solutions family, and we wish you all the best in your every endeavor, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, too, Chef.
All right, everybody, that was Chef Trevon Jones. Thanks for hanging in here with us. We'll return after this short break with some news you can use. That's a special announcement. Stay with us on Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions.
Up in my head like, and there's nothing I can do about it. All I know is it feels right. Oh, and as soon as I touch down, I'm coming right home to you. Gotta be with you tonight. Oh. Gonna follow your heart.
Welcome back to the show, family. You're here with Chef Elliott Farmer, and have I got some news for you? Just making, laughing with my producer tonight. She's so funny. Listen, get your autographed copy of my latest cookbook, Chef Elliott's Solstice Recipes, now at that website of mine, www.chefelliott.com. While you're at that website, go and get you some Chef Elliott's Soul Shaking Seasoning All-Purpose Low Sodium Blend. It is ready for purchase. www.chefelliott.com. Catch me in a city near you by following my touring schedule at that same website. I am constantly on the move, and we give God glory and praise for that. Catch me on the Word Network this Saturday, July 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Dr. Zena Pierre on The Breaking Room. That's the Word Network. I'm heading your way soon, Norfolk, Virginia, for a pop-up Taste of Chef Elliott's Experience just in a few weeks. Now, listen, I'll be a part of the 8th
annual Emmy Style Lounge and Party on September 14th out in West Hollywood, California. And we're going to be doing some other events leading up to the Emmy Awards. So we're excited to be a part of that this year. I would be thrilled to serve you in your city, your church, conferences, craft services, private events, and more. I mean, cooking demonstrations. So for bookings, all you need to do is just call 678-467-7013. That's 678-467-7013. Or you can email us at info@chefelliott.com. That's info@chefelliott.com. Or just contact us via the website, chefelliott.com. Give us a call. Contact us so you may witness firsthand the Chef Elliott experience. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. To get recipes, tips, and up-to-the-minute details about culinary happenings, like my page on Facebook, Chef Elliott Farmer. Follow me on Twitter at Chef Elliott. You may also follow me on Instagram, Chef Elliott Farmer, and I'm even out there on Pinterest at Chef Elliott Farmer. Next week, we will have a live show with celebrity chef Nina Curtis as our special guest. Listeners, join us here next and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions radio show here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I give all glory and honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night and blessings to you.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so easy?
It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott, entertaining solution.
Chef Elliott.